I think there is such beauty in aging, most specifically aging women. Men, throughout time, they get gray and they all of a sudden become distinguished, handsome. But women, they gray and they age and they become just old, worn out women. That's what people would say. Well, baby, times have changed. On today's episode, we're going to dive into this conversation, and we're going to be talking about specifically something I'm doing about gray blending. We're talking about gray hair. And those of you, and even those of you who are younger, this wouldn't be such a bad thing for you to tune in, because you begin to set down some roots and seeds and maybe even change your mindset on what true beauty is. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me, Yvette, your show host right here at Aging Well Talk Radio, a platform dedicated to conversations on our journey in aging. So conversations nourish our body, mind, and soul. Thank you so much for joining me today. So if you're a newbie, welcome. I'm really glad you're here. So yes, you are right. If you took a look at our site, we have so many playlists on our YouTube and our podcast. We have different conversations. We have quotes, storytelling, poetry, philosophy, stoicism, skincare, health, movie lyrics, music. You name it, we've got it, baby. And today it's all about beauty. Yes, because aging encompasses all these types of conversations. For those of you returning back, thank you so very much. My latest subscriber on YouTube, if you're listening to me, thank you. I truly appreciate your support, your empowerment, and may your tithing into our community be multiplied to you in kindnesses over and over again. Thank you very, very much. So there is beauty in aging. However, somewhere through time, someone or a group of people or we ourselves as women have made it an ugly thing. But fortunately for us, so many people that are in the public light, public figures such as celebrities and models, they have stopped poking their skin with Botox, filling it with Botox and fillers. They've just stopped and embraced aging. Instead, what does that mean? That doesn't mean that a woman does not take care of herself. That does not mean that she doesn't want to minimize those lines and wrinkles. It just means she stopped fighting something that is inevitable, and that doesn't have to be a bad thing. Yeah, did you hear that? That doesn't have to be a bad thing. In fact, I believe women now, I've always thought women, let me back up. For me personally, I really dig getting older, okay? I mean, I know it's so weird. People look at me like really strange. I really like getting older. And one of the things I'm doing is I'm going to share with you something I'm doing. But I love getting older. I think it's a beautiful thing. You really come into who you truly are. Authenticity seems to begin to rear its head and just waiting for you to grab hold of authenticity and say, here I am, okay? Gray hair and all, right? But here's the thing. Women, if you look at them, they are just stunning, beautiful. 55 and older, 60, 70, 80, 90, spectacular, exquisite, truly beautiful. And thank goodness for these women, because they are the pioneers. Yes, you heard right, ladies and gentlemen. They are the pioneers in changing the definition of an aging woman. So I get to, in doing this particular episode, I did my homework and I looked at influencers, their content, celebrities and models, and I read some of their blogs, and all of them had something very much in common. Their journey, they shared similarities, but of course, each one was unique. But what I did find interesting, ladies and gentlemen, was the same thought that all of them, the realization that they all came to. Authenticity. They felt real with themselves. They stopped trying to be something they're not. Being 60, trying to be like 30. Okay. Now, for celebrities, this is really hard, because you start, your presence is less noticed as you continue to age. So you need to redefine yourself. And I find that if you are comfortable with your age, people now understand where you're from, where you're coming from, how you feel. And let me tell you, of course, there are parts for everyone at every age. Didn't Betty White, definitely, the late Betty White, she absolutely was, she worked almost nearly to the end. And she was beautiful. And it was just amazing to see that a career, but why they saw her in her age, and she had her age-appropriate roles. But when you try to be someone that's younger or someone who you are not, it's very hard for people to figure out where to place you. And here's the thing. It's true when people, if you say you're a particular age and they say, wow, you don't look that age, then they begin to put you in a different little slot. You were in the young slot, now you're in the older slot, and they start treating you differently, right? Okay, but here's the thing. Don't pay attention to that. You cannot. Here's the thing that I think with aging women, they've been trying to do for so many generations now, is trying to be something they're not, meaning younger than, and I'm not talking five or even 10 years. I'm talking they want to be 20 years younger and act that way and look that way. Well, when you are your age and you're comfortable in your skin in that age, you begin to get this sense of wonder again, like in your youth, like a child, and you are open to so many possibilities. And yes, you stop caring what a lot of people think. Now, that doesn't mean, let me just take a moment to express what that means. Doesn't mean you disrespect people or that someone in your social circle, their thoughts don't matter. No, not at all. It's that you will not allow someone else's opinion, even someone you love, to define who you are or who you're going to be, what you're aspiring to. No, none of that. That's what that means. It doesn't mean that you don't care about people. Of course, I care about people, but I don't care what they say about me because it's none of my business. And if someone shares something that's negative in my social circle, well, I don't care what they say. Not that I don't care about them. I respect and I'll take what they've said, because many times people will say something and maybe it holds true to you. That's a different story. But if someone, and this happens in your social circle with your loved ones, they mean well, they want to protect you. Hey, why don't you know, you're looking a little old. People say the most disrespectful things, okay? They say, you're looking a little old. Maybe you should do this. Everyone's always telling us what we should do, right? Okay, no, that's what I'm talking about. Never allow anyone to define who you are. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget where you come from. Okay? Don't forget the inner core, the power that you have within. Because when people say, okay, I don't like this word, but I'm just going to say stupid things, okay? And we all do it. All of us, you, me, we've all done it, okay? But when you are insensitive to another person and you say something, sometimes if a person's not really quite there, well-grounded in who they are, that could really trigger a host of insecurities. And then off to the races, Botox here, Botox there, lift here, lift there. That's a lot of work. And as it is, you are doing a lot of work on your own right now, because aging well is comprised of different things. And that's why you have on this platform and many other platforms. I'm not promoting this, I'm just sharing with you. Why do you think I have the quotes and the word of the day and the storytelling? Because I'm sharing my aging well journey. And those are the things that I include in my life: music, reading, storytelling, new activities, new information. A lot of the things I bring to you, I'm learning myself. Why? Because I'm keeping my brain fresh. Hey, listen, this constant new neurons, new nerve cells, new brain cells that are happening, regenerating in my brain, but I need to trigger that by learning new things. We're going to talk about something called telomeres and longevity. Excuse me, let me have a sip of tea. There we go. I'm having chamomile tea. It's my 3 o'clock tea time. Yes. And that's another thing, nourishing and bringing solitude and silence and just quiet. And it just struck me that I wanted to have, usually I just have quiet. I don't have any podcasting or anything. But I was thinking about this, how important it is to talk about beauty in aging. And having those times where I'm just quiet and silent and having my tea time, just like in England, they have tea time. And I think it's important that you give yourself that time. And many of you will say, I have no time for it. You will find time somewhere. Maybe it's break at work. Go take a little sneak over to your car with a little thermos waiting for you. And, excuse me, and have a cup of chamomile tea or green tea, something very nourishing. So you're working on yourself to learn new things. If you are an empty nester, perhaps you're recreating yourself or prepping yourself like myself for our second act, okay? And I'm really right in the vicinity, okay? I'm still not clear if our second act is 65 or it's 60 or what's the story there, but I'm always taking it where you're considered officially a senior citizen. But the truth is, AARP starts sending you letters at 55. Have you noticed? Okay, you're like, hey, who's this for? Me? Because we have been trained to think that way. Most of us, and I'm hoping that is all these wonderful women that are serving as pioneers to redefine what beauty means. Then many of you listening to me in your 30s, 20s, 30s, and yeah, 40s, you'll begin to experience a more smoother transition, and you will just be seen as another beautiful woman in a different stage in life. I see beautiful women. I spoke to a woman that said to me she was 70. She did not look it, and she was just beautiful. Hi, Helen, if you're hearing me. Yes, I'm talking about you. Just beautiful, very tall, and just very bright, very articulate. And who would know she was 70? Why? But did it matter to her she was 70? No. Does it matter to any? You see, this is a thing. As women, I hear women giving their age now. There was a time no one gave their age. Well, surprise. Even if you don't give it, they can find out now in our digital life. But people, or just genuinely, they just, in a genuine state, they don't care. They feel very comfortable in that age. And I find many people do not look their age. But even if they look their age, they still have that sparkle in their eye. Because one of the most beautiful things in our second act is we can recreate, redesign, realign with a different philosophy that maybe has come into our lives. Maybe some of you have decided, you know, I've always wanted to be a musician. Always. So what's stopping you? I've always wanted to be an artist, and I just wanted to be by nature. Take those steps to make it happen. There's so many things, because we're living longer, have you heard? So you have, God willing, many years to now recreate an entirely different life. It's almost like we get to me, my thoughts. It's almost like we get a second chance to get it right. So if we really screwed up the first half of our life, we get the second half of our life to make things right. You know, that's pretty awesome. So you had better be comfortable with who you are as a woman, as a man, but since we're really talking a lot about women right now, a woman, to be comfortable with who you are at every stage of the game and not to work so hard at being someone else, but rather being yourself, your authentic self. And there, your beauty, just being authentic, your beauty begins to shine. I have found certain changes I have made even in my daily beauty routine. It's really interesting. And it's so funny. The older I get, the less makeup I wear. No, don't get me wrong. I am a trained esthetician and I am a skincare educator. Well, I used to be a trained esthetician and I was online for many, many years, nearly a decade, teaching about your skin, taking care of your skin, mostly holistic skincare. And I've always, you know, I never really wore much makeup in the summer, even when I was talking about skincare. I just find that it's just, you sweat it off anyway. But I did wear makeup, but I find now that because my skin now, as I continue to age, you would think that it wouldn't be healthy. It actually looks lovelier. Why? Because you begin to change your dietary lifestyle, because aging means that you have certain responsibilities. It means all your life you have these responsibilities, but unfortunately, we don't get it till we start getting to a certain age. You're like, uh-oh, I don't want to have that disease. I don't want to have that disease. Listen, we don't want to have self-inflicted diseases, right? There are diseases and challenges, medical challenges that may come our way that we didn't do anything, nothing. It might have been in a genetic line or just an unfortunate thing that had happened to you. And you have now, you're working with this to get in a remission of whatever it is or to make it more, bringing more quality into your life. Because a lot of diseases out there really stink. They're really bad and they're very hard for people. But we are so resilient as human beings. And what do? We start pulling out everything out of the holistic closet. What can we do other than our regular practitioner's advice? What can we do to help ourselves? And that's what we're doing with aging. Women are feeding their brains, feeding their bodies, feeding their souls. Spirituality now has come in to knock on their door. Doesn't mean that they went running to church or to the mosque or to the temple, or maybe so, but they now are questioning, hey, there's got to be more than me. It can't be all about me, okay? And it might be about we, or hey, maybe something even grander than we. So all these questions are surfacing up. Isn't that awesome? And that, again, brings more authenticity into a woman's space. So let me share with you now, because I share my journey here with you, what I'm doing. I've gotten tired of dyeing my roots every month. Okay. Now I have seen, and believe me, I've tried during the pandemic. I saw certain, I'm not totally gray. So like many women, when they start out, they're just gray at a certain part. I seem to be graying just on the front portion of my head. The rest is okay. I mean, you do see some gray here and there. I just wasn't ready to go. And I thought to myself, no, it just doesn't suit me. You see, you kind of get an idea if gray hair or salt and pepper hair suit you. And during the pandemic, you really got an idea if you paid attention, okay? And many women decided to continue and allow themselves to grow gray. Now, going gray, if anyone out there is considering it, yes, it is a process. It's a journey, and it requires a great deal of patience on your part, because there will be many events, many situations in your life where your hair will be transitioning. So I've seen women transition and go out to very special events, even celebrities or public figures. And what do? Creativity steps in. They design their hair beautifully. So yes, you can see some changing their color, but they created such a beautiful hairdo, or their hairdresser, that it just blended in very well with their outfit, and they are fit and trim, and they are sparkling their eyes, and they are just truly, genuinely in an authentic space. And that's what happens. It is painful as well, because I heard someone say once, and I get this, it's like purging. And not only is your hair, as your hair continues to gray, you seem to be purging, and you're coming into your true self, or who you know you've always been, or who you're comfortable being, and what skin you feel comfortable being with. It's very liberating, they say. So for me, I was watching all these women, and I'm just in awe, and maybe, dare I say, a little jealous. Why? Because I'm not there. And here I am to tell you, any of you listening, that you watch all these divine, incredible women. And I say courageous, because that takes courage. It's something new. Women don't go gray. That's not, they've been running to the hairdresser every single month, and all of a sudden they stop. And that's a new thing, because we have lots of women now doing that. And again, that makes them the pioneers of redefining what an aging woman looks like, and how beautiful and stunning and attractive and sexually appealing she still is. It's just a different chapter in her life. And I'm including 80s and 90 year olds, okay? Because they are breathtaking. They are beautiful. Have you seen them? Look, go online. And let me tell you, we all have our unique gifts, Okay. And you can tell when someone's transitioning, they're taking better care of their health. And please don't rush into these fad dietary, I'm going to call them fad diets, because that implies temporary. Diet, ladies and gentlemen, means in the meantime or temporary. Dietary lifestyle, well, that means that's the way you're going to live. And yes, as we continue to age, we're going to tweak our diet to support our body at that stage that we're in, right? So that might mean you need a little bit more calcium, or mean in forms of food. And green leafy vegetables give you a lot of calcium, magnesium, and all that. And we're going to talk about that as well. And that's why I'm calling this particular new playlist, I'm not sure if I'm going to call it The Aging Woman or The Beauty of Aging, because I may want to include, I definitely want to include men in there. There are certain things that men go through that women don't always appreciate, how hard it is for certain men to come to terms with in regards to aging. Because the first person I interviewed was my husband. And I found out things that I never knew. I mean, I know this man for decades and I just never knew. And it was really because men don't share that. But I never asked him, and I asked him, and he said, oh, do I want to tell you? And he said, yeah, let me tell you what that's like, okay? And so we're going to talk about that, but right now let's stick with the aging woman. So I'm sharing with you, with me, how courageous I think women are, and I applaud all of you who have gone gray, and you are loving it, baby. I'm so glad for you. But I don't feel there yet, and some of you don't feel there yet, and guess what? That's okay. But I discovered something, thanking my hairdresser, something called gray blending. Now, what's that? It's allowing your gray, wherever you have it, to naturally grow out. But then you're still coloring your hair, whether it be with highlights or however method your hairdresser decided to use for gray blending. I don't know if there's one particular definition for gray blending, because I'm only sharing my journey with you, and I really didn't go in depth in other research with that. But I do know many women are undertaking it, because it might be a more gentle way to introduce you into getting, once your hair becomes, and this could take years for your entire, if your hair grays entirely, your whole hair, it might be salt and pepper, who knows. But I wasn't ready, but I was ready for gray blending. So gray blending, what I liked about it is, remember what I said earlier, I am tired of going every month to the hairdresser to get a touch-up. I'm just tired of it, okay, because my hair grows very fast. So she said, why don't you do gray blending? And, you know, my famous, very, very delicate way, I said, what's that? Okay. Yeah, I'm making fun of me, myself. It's okay to make fun of yourself. We've got to find humor in everything, even tough times. But I have to tell you, I did say, what's that? What's explained to me? And she said, we're going to allow your natural gray to grow out where it grows out. And we're going to continue to use the color, but we're going to, and I have light color, blonde coloring. It used to be just blonde highlights and then mixture of and a little darker. Now we've just gone light, which makes me very happy, because what happens is, ladies and gentlemen, the gray meshes in with the light, with the blonde. So all you see is, in fact, the gray, because my gray comes out like very white, like my father's hair when he was alive. He had very white hair, God bless his soul. And he had very white, gorgeous white hair. So when my hairdresser, now listen to this. This is the funniest thing, okay? Now I'm talking to you as if I were your mama, your sister, your auntie, your bestie. We're at the kitchen table and we're talking. Get this, okay? She looks at my hair and she goes, oh, you have gorgeous gray hair. Yeah, I've never thought of my gray hair ever at any time. Gorgeous, okay? No, I never saw it as gorgeous. Never thought of it. No, I never thunk it, okay? I just thought it was a nuisance. And there comes that gray hair again. And gray hair, I said, oh, no. And it wasn't everywhere. That's the thing that bugged me the most. And, I mean, I wish we could just gray instantly, but that's not the case. It's a process. It takes time and sometimes years. So when she said, you have gorgeous gray hair, I said, gee, yeah, you think? I said, really? that was my first response. Really? She goes, you have beautiful gray hair. And the parts that you have gray, we can just blend them with the blonde and it's going to make it shiny. I said, I don't know. Okay. In my ever so delicate way, I don't know. And she said, no, I'm telling you, let's just try it. Let's try it this month. And if you find that next month you don't like it, or you give yourself 2 months and you come back the third month. But I said, no. Let's see the second month. Okay. So she said, okay, we'll wait till the second month and we'll see how you're doing. And we'll just come in because remember, I don't want to go every month, but I'm just purposely going. I'll go in if I didn't like it. That was the agreement, right? So we are already in the second month. When she did it, it looked nice. It didn't look any different. And I was really surprised. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are considering this and you are just graying in certain places and you have very white gray hair, that's just very nice. That can mesh in with your blonde light hair, or gray blending can be any color hair, actually. I just don't know the exact other colors, how that works. I just know with my color, it looked like my hair was shiny. Now I could see some gray hair. I could see the spots. Like, so my hairdresser told me it's still a process, just as people who gray let their gray grow out. It's still a process, but it's something that you could still go to events with and most people wouldn't notice. And if they did, they would just think that it just meshes in so well. Oh, they're just graying a little bit. It doesn't look very distinct, as if when one is growing, if they had red hair, then there's half of the gray hair and then the rest of it is different colors. No, you don't see that with gray blending. It's blended, just as the name says. And it's a much more gentle process for me. Okay? Maybe for you. If going gray completely is too harsh for you, and it could be very, dare I say it, traumatic, and it really can be. As women, we identify so much with our hair. So do men. We all do. We identify with our hair. But for me, I like the idea of beginning to allow my natural hair to not be touched and to heal itself. And yes, I still have to take the same care of my hair in between visits, because I believe when you color your hair, I don't care how organic and natural the product might be, it's still a chemical process and that is damaging to hair. So I make sure that I'm moisturizing and I take those steps of using high quality shampoo and conditioners and masks and the foods that I eat so it can be reflected in my hair. And every day I use argan oil or jojoba oil at the tips of the hair, because that's where the split ends happen and the dryness happens. And I brush my hair with no synthetic brushes, just very natural brushes that will be gentle to the hair. Especially as you continue to age, hair loss could be an issue and you want to be gentle with your hair. Towel dry my hair. Don't wash it every day, but do wash it every 2 days. And I like to air dry it and then just a little bit to the point where it's not completely dry. Then I use the dryer. So do you get what I do? So here the hairdresser said to me, let's try it. I'm digging it. I'm loving it. I personally could see the gray where it is. But my husband and everyone tells me, no, it's meshing in very well. When you comb your hair, you fix it up, it just meshes in and it looks very shiny. It just looks like it's still a transition. I'm still not there. But gray blending is not meant to be a transition. It's just meant to, I don't know, should I recap that? I'm not sure. Because the way she said it to me, you're transitioning very gently, and then you decide if you just want to stop doing this. But we'll have to see the status of your hair at this point. Graying is a very lengthy process. So I'm okay with this, because you know what? I don't have to go, ladies and gentlemen, until every quarter, every 3 months. Man, am I digging that. Okay. I wasn't sure this was going to work. I was like, how's this going to work without me looking like? But the thing is, I thought I was going to be so mismatched, my hair. Not at all. Because my hair is light already and gray is light. It just meshes in. And I don't know. I have to reach the third month. When I reach the third month, I'll let you guys know. But I have to tell you, I do believe it's going to work. I did do my homework on gray blending then, and I find that everyone seems to be quite happy with that, because you don't have to go every month. That's such a joy, not going every month. And then you get this, and believe me, it's less expensive as well on your pocket than going every single month. And I do moisturize. I do my mask, as I said, in between. And I find that I feel different. I know this sounds really odd, but I feel like it's a different thing I'm doing after decades of doing the same thing every month, going to touch up, every month going for touch up, except for the pandemic, which I was like horrified. Oh my gosh, when's the hairdresser going to open? Can I get one in here? Okay, yeah. I think many of us were saying that. And then finally, it didn't matter. I was okay with that. And I said, you know, I'm okay, because there were more serious things happening and we have to shift our priorities. And they did for me. But now I'm okay with this. And I'm okay with considering when the time comes, let's see, how will that look for me, allowing myself to gray? And I like the idea of my hair, as I said, parts of it now being just natural, not processed. And it's a good feeling. So it's very liberating not having to be attached to the hairdresser every single month. And it was such a gift that she gave me. And I thank her so much, because she didn't have to. I mean, look, every month I could have been devoted client there. No, she was so sweet and so honest with me. No, you don't have to come every month. Why don't we start doing gray blending? And I think it will look sensational on you. So she did take my color a much higher notch without damaging my hair. And I loved it. My family loved it. Everyone loves it. And they see the gray. They know that it's there, but it's not pronounced. It meshes in. And that's why I know it's going to take some time to get it exactly how I like it. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really enjoying it. And it's in my comfort zone. I'm not afraid of coming outside of my comfort zone, because this gray blending is coming outside of my comfort zone, okay? Yes, because I'm used to going to get my roots done every month like clockwork, except from the pandemic. But this is different. Every 3 months, are you kidding me? And still not look like I'm like I've just let myself go? No, and it's wonderful. And that allows me then all the time to then get my hair, my eyebrows done, or anything that I have to do in between. It gives you more time. You're not so focused on it. And yet I wake up and my hair looks, I'm not saying, oh, I got to do my roots. Because that's most of us will say, I got to do my roots in the morning. You look in the mirror, got to do my roots. No. And I'm digging it and I'm loving it. And I'm so glad that she said that to me. So perhaps you'd like to think about that. But when it comes to aging, if there's beauty in aging, absolutely. And it's a great adventure. And one of the greatest things that we can undertake is focus on ourselves, our health. And there are times, unfortunately, and I know this because I do struggle with pain. I'm struggling with a lot less pain now because I've made a lot of changes, and I still have a lot of work to do, because there are certain foods that may be healthy for you. They're still considered healthy, but they may be inflammatory for me. So it's just finding that right dietary lifestyle for me, and getting the right movement, the right exercises to do where it doesn't trigger an inflammatory response. In other words, give me pain, right? And it's working just well, and everything is aligning. In other words, I'm getting my ducks in order, and by the time I consider my second act comes, I'll be ready. And then I already have a new way of living, and even new way of thinking. And that's what we're doing. And that's what these women are doing. They're teaching all of us how to think differently on aging, what it means to be an aging woman. And it's fabulous. It's fabulous. So if you're in your 20s or 30s, you're like, oh yeah, lady. But you too, my dear, we'll get here. See, here's the thing. When I was in my 20s and 30s, I never thought I was going to get here. I don't know why. Okay. And that's the same for you guys. You will get here. So many of you are smart, and you're starting to plant your seeds, so to speak. You're taking care of yourself. You make sure you go to your doctor's appointments. You have a little bit more allowance than many of us over 55 to do a couple of things, but without causing disaster. But still keep in mind, whatever you do today well, it manifests later on. So you want to make sure you take care of your sugar intake and your salt and how you feed your body. You look at your plate and say, what's in it for me, baby? What nutrients are you getting? What is it feeding your brain, your body, your kidneys, your heart? What's happening here? I always look at my plate now and say, what's in it for me? Okay. If not, I'm not going to eat it. And as a matter of fact, I have a tote bag, and I always change my bags throughout the week. I don't know what it is. You would think I have tons of bags, but it's just I don't. But I like to have a tote bag or my knapsack or something. But I always have now snacks with me that I can eat in case I do get hungry and there's nowhere that I can eat that's something wholesome. Then I'll eat that with a big glass of water. I just purchased a big cooler. So my husband and I told him when we go out on Sundays and things like that, we always just take our little food, whatever it is, little food, snacks, foods, even just things that we prepared, vegetables and things that we can put in the cooler. And I purchased a cooler where the foods last 2 days. So, not that I'm going to be gone for 2 days, but that it stays nice and cold. So I can put foods that really need to have refrigeration. And I keep it in the car with me. So there's no excuse for me to have to eat, especially, see, that's a lot of work for when you're older, okay? That's a lot of work. But why would I want to worry then about trying to be younger, okay? Because being older is a lot of work. And if I'm working at aging, and then I'm working at trying to be aging but trying to look younger, that's just too freaking much work, okay? So let's embrace each and every age. So if you're 20s, enjoy your 20s. Don't feel guilty over it. It's wonderful. They're going to be your new experiences. Then 30 or your settled down years, you're getting to be more accustomed to many of you have graduated college. Many of you are considering marriage somewhere or reconsidering relocating or starting your lives in your 40s. Many of you who have decided to have children are raising your children, so you're busy going to and from. But so each chapter has its own challenges, but also has its own gift and beauty. So as we continue to age, you'll find more women saying proudly, I'm 60, I'm 65, I'm 70, I'm 75, I'm 80, I'm 95, I, my dear, am 100. Yeah, it's amazing. We're keeping sharp, we're keeping our bodies and hearts and as much as we can in our control. What's not in our control, then we try to manage it, fix it, whatever it is that's in it, but we get to work on that, right? All right, so I hope that I brought a little bit of enlightenment to the beauty, that's such beauty in aging, to embrace it, to not be so quick to go. And believe me, I'm in someone who's been in the skincare industry for such a long time. I never, ever, I never deterred anyone from getting any Botox or anything that they wanted to have because it's a personal choice, as long as it's for the right reasons, right? If you think that Botox and fillers are going to change your life and make it better, then you had better refrain from going there because that's not true. Okay, I remember reading this book, Psycho-Cybernetics, I think it was. You guys can correct me. Psycho-Cybernetics, and the first pages were about a plastic surgeon, I think. I don't know. I'm working on memory, okay? But I remember things that really left a mark in my mind, and it was that everyone had to get counseling first to make sure that they're getting plastic surgery for the right reason. Because if you wanted to find happiness and love, that wasn't going to do it. You have to find that within yourself. And that's why when it comes to aging, we need to learn to embrace that time in our life. Every single age, but most especially over 55. Because it's very easy to allow what society still thinks to start affecting your mindset. So pay attention to all of these new pioneers, these incredible women, models, everyone. They stopped it. No Botox and none of this. They decided to age gracefully, age beautifully, age authentically. That's probably my most favorite. To be authentic, their authentic selves. And that makes them so much more beautiful. So this is a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me, your show host, Yvette, right here at Aging Well Talk Radio. If you have any questions or comments, please be sure to go to my blog or go to the comment section in our YouTube. It's probably the quickest way that I can see your messages. But I do have a Twitter, and I have been going back on again. I go on and off sometimes. I just am too busy to go to all those social media platforms. But I have been on it. So you can send me a tweet, can you direct message me? I don't know. I think I took it off. I just don't have time with so many. Go to my blog, and it's anonymous. I do not collect emails. If someone else in that platform, I don't know if Google or anybody else does, but I do not. I have no use for it. I'm building a community, a family. I'm not building a business. It's just us, okay? So if you want to join me and you have a question in relation to any of the conversations we have, or this one in particular, you want to share something that you've done, please, I love to learn from you. That's how we grow. That's how we learn. We're all connected and we learn from one another, but we've got to take that first step. So I started this platform on my own, but I'm no longer alone. It's us. It's all about us. So feel at home. Ask your questions if you wish. Until we meet again, this is Yvette, your show host, and I thank you so very much for joining me. Your presence is very valuable to me, and I appreciate it. Until we meet again, bye for now.